The Money Show.
Small business
with Pavlo Fatidis.
We continue to focus on small business on The Money Show. We're joined now by Pavlo Fatidis, CEO at Auric Business Accelerator. Today, he's taking us through our paces about needing both a resilient mindset and a resilient business model in order to scale up your business. Pavlo, welcome again to The Money Show.
Thank you, Mateo. Very interesting previous segment that on funding and what it takes to secure that funding. So a lot of what we'll be talking about will feed into that very neatly and nicely, I believe.
Like small businesses, Pavlo, are a jungle, you know. There's always a lot of uncertainty. The certain thing that you can have in small businesses, that there'll be uncertainty. So how do you get that mindset to be resilient and also have a resilient business model that can withstand some of the economic effects that we're seeing in South Africa right now?
And it's so important to have both, because if you think of what resilience is, ultimately, Mateo, at the end of the day, it's all about persisting and remaining on the front foot of action despite all these circumstances. You're quite right in saying we're already experiencing a lot of flux, and this is not only across small businesses, it's across the entire economy. It's affecting all businesses in our economy. It needs two things. The first thing you need resides in you. It's your mindset. And your mindset is an attitude that, whether you're aware of it or not, governs how you behave, and how you behave produces through the behavior and actions the result you have in your business today. And effectively, they're kind of four mindsets that you need to blend together. The first is the operator mindset. And that's all about the day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, I hate to say it, but kind of grind and slog that it takes.
And that's the tough work,
yeah? Oh, It is. It's eventually what wears people down. The negative of it, the positive of it, is if you're prepared to endure it, it gives you real control over how you engineer and craft your business. If you're not prepared to endure it, or rather, if you endure it alone and only have that in the mix of your mindset, it will wear you down. But that operator mindset, it's kind of the first principles. It's where you earn your stripes. It's where you earn your rights. It's all about burning to learn. It's vital.
A lot of SMMEs, Pavlo, just to get in there, will look into how am I going to make money? How am I going to make profit, you know, turning this business around? But I think what you're saying is that you must start to get to the mechanics of what your business is about, what it really is there for, before you get to the money end of it.
You know, there's a lovely example, and here's the fundamental reality of it. If your view of business is a view that's similar to saying, hey, I'm going to buy a car, and I'm going to find the car I want, I'm going to buy the car, then I'm going to hop in the driver's seat and simply drive the car, I think you're going to find yourself in trouble. Because in many ways, that car was engineered and built by somebody that you as a customer bought and acquired.
Yeah.
If you think about your analogy here, in many ways, you need to build the car that will allow someone, a customer, to buy the product or service you're offering. So those first principles of how you construct the car, how you establish the chassis, how you put the right engine in the right place, and how you create the car in a fully formed package that would allow you or me to step into the dealership and buy the car. That is ultimately what that operator mindset offers you. If you're prepared to endure it, and when I say prepare, I say it very, very politely, because you have no option but to endure it. You will learn by burning, paying the school fees, and grinding out a position where you now know what you know what you don't know, and you increasingly become aware of what you don't know, you don't even know. It's a maturation process that is vital for every business.
When we look at that particular mindset that you need to have, Pavlo, for your business, I'm laughing because you have de-glamorized SMEs. You know, you're really talking about the tough work of getting down to it, you know, pulling your sleeves up and actually doing the work. How do you then get in the right mindset? Because people are often looking at how much I'm going to make, the wealth, you know, I'm going to be a great name, I'm going to be in the papers, I've got what a great solution, but don't really get to, you know, the screws of it. How do I have the right mindset and also make sure that I keep myself in the right mental health to build this business?
You know, this whole idea of mental health around this becomes very curious to me, because the best way to solve the problem of a fantasy into reality, honestly, is to start. And the way that you persist and maintain that is to find yourself in a position where it's your only option. So I think necessity is 95, 97, 98% of all success. If you recognize that in doing what you do, you don't have an option but to figure it out and to persist and absolutely sustain the endeavor of building a business. And you do so with increasing self-awareness around the many things that don't work, recognizing them as a gift, now knowing that they don't work, changing your behavior to do things differently until you find what does work. That process, there is no school, there is no book, there is no pull, and there is no wand that can offer it to you. It's truth in action.
The University of the Western Cape, Pavlo, is saying that South Africa has a high startup failure rate of 70 to 80%, small businesses failing in the first 5 years. What are some of those mistakes that you can make, either in terms of the mindset or your business model, that can lead to such failures?
Believing in your own propaganda, believing in what your friends and family tell you, and with respect, believing what your team might tell you. Believing in your Excel spreadsheet that says you're a billionaire before you begin. Believing that the business plan is what the reality of the business will be when you do start. All those elements, the Excel model, so you can calculate and forecast and create a budget. The business plan that gives you a sense of your vision and your mission and all that kind of blah, blah, blah in the very beginning. Are you then going to bring it about, the business model? All of it matters enormously, because in many ways, what it does is it forces the discipline of thinking things through. It forces the discipline of saying, well, what kind of car do I want to build? What kind of chassis will it need? What kind of engine will it need? What is the looming structure behind it? What is the shape of it, the aerodynamics, the color, the finishings? Forcing yourself to think that all through, but then having the maturity to recognize that the likelihood of any of it's going, of any of it happening is low, is a very, very good starting point. Because there's nothing more shocking than suddenly starting, believing that things are going to be profoundly and fundamentally different to the way that they're likely to be, and then having to try and resolve your resilience on that basis. If you go in with full knowledge that you've thought it through, but then put it aside with the view to say the truth will only be found when I execute and implement, and the likelihood that what I'm building in the future is fundamentally different to what I believe I'm building today. Adopting that mindset is in truth what resilience is all about.
Well, speakers at conferences, Pavlo, will tell you, and I don't know if it's just a dream mentality, that start with what you have. But some businesses do need the funding. They do need, you know, the cash injection in order to get going. Should we focus too much on that, or should we maybe get people around us that can get us into the right mentality and actually foolproof our business models?
Well, look, here's the thing. The first asset that gets invested into by any investor is you. If you have this notion that you can, from the starting blocks, go and raise capital in order to build a business, there are very few people, unless you have got strong relationships with friends and family, and unless you're born with privilege and a silver spoon in your mouth, it's very unlikely you're going to raise funding from anyone, anywhere, anyhow, in any shape or form. An idea has no value. And it has no value because until it's executed, it can't translate into any form of currency for anybody. And I promise you, Mateo, execution makes up 95% of the value of any idea. So until I can see, whilst I like your idea, that you have the ability to execute on it, to deliver it, to bring it to market, to get a good product market fit, to build a team around you. Until I can see all those elements in action in some shape or form, no amount of knocking on doors is going to yield any funding. And my view is that if you have a business idea that requires you to have funding in order for you to start, ditch it and find something that doesn't require you to raise funding in order to start. Because when you do start, your focus, your sole focus will be chasing cash flow and chasing revenues. And as you get through the first 2, 3, 4 years of doing that, eventually then you need to change your behavior to say, right, at this point in time, I have enough data, I have enough insight, I have enough self-knowledge to build a proper business. That's in truth when the startup begins.
We're almost running out of time, Pavlo, but I wanted to get into the conversation of scaling your business, which is the tough end of, you know, getting into the bitter ends of the business. The problem in South Africa is that businesses stay small businesses for far too long without looking to scale. So how do we get into that next step of growing our businesses to more than just what we had as a startup?
So look, if we have the right mindset, the next thing is obviously you're going to engineer the business underneath you. You're going to architect and build it. And convention says you need to have the best product and the best service. Convention says you need to establish the functions that make a business work. In other words, the gears of the engine, marketing and sales and operations and administration. Convention says you need to create job descriptions to fill those roles. And then you need to recruit people in order to perform those roles. And through that, you build a business model that will allow you to take your idea to market. I'm yet to see that really work in a sustainable way. Whilst convention says that, what I'm certainly seeing out there is the way you build your business and how you build your business is based solely, exclusively, primarily on a customer. And to the extent that you understand who that customer is, and to the extent that you understand that the only job of your product and service is to solve a problem for them, and to the extent that you understand the most important thing they need in order to back you and buy your product and service above any competitors is an incredible buying experience. Until you understand that, there's nothing to build, because experience is what sets you apart.
That was Pavlo Petidis with great gems again on our small business focus feature. He's, of course, the CEO of Auric Business Accelerator, talking about having the resilient mindset and a resilient business model in order to scale your business.